This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Law enforcement authorities are looking for help from the community after a statue was stolen from a church in Menominee. According to a Facebook post from the Menominee Police Department, a statue of the Mother Mary was stolen from the fountain outside the main entrance of St. Joseph's Church. Authorities say the statue is about 3 or 4 feet tall and made of gray concrete. They're asking anybody with information about its whereabouts to contact them. Officials did not share when they believe the statue was stolen from the church. The Eau Claire City Council voted to officially adopt the 2025 budget this week. The budget calls for an increase in funding of about 6.5% over the 2024 budget, including a significant increase in funding for the Neighborhood Services Division. The major goals include staff retention, increasing efficiency, maintaining quality of life, and addressing housing issues. The final budget included a couple of amendments providing $30,000 more in funding for Downtown Eau Claire, Inc. and $3,000 more for Neighborhood Services. Authorities say nobody was injured after a car ran through a fence around the soccer fields at Memorial High School in Eau Claire. According to the Eau Claire Police Department, the driver of the car had likely suffered a medical event behind the wheel, causing them to run into the fence on the Fairfax Avenue side of the school. Nobody was hit by the car, and authorities do not plan to make any arrests. School officials say about 30 to 40 feet of the chain-link fence was destroyed in the accident, and the car's tires did some minor damage to the field. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking libraries across the state to once again participate in the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program. In partnership with the Department of Public Instruction and individual libraries, the program allows residents to use their library card to check out a daily pass to state parks, forests, and recreation areas. It's the fourth year the DNR has offered the program, and over 150 libraries already participate. The daily passes for 2025 are already available for purchase. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced $1 million in available grant funding to train and recruit more teachers. In a press release on Wednesday, Governor Evers announced the grants would cover 2 years of program costs for nonprofits to recruit, train, and license teachers under Department of Public Instruction guidelines. The grant program is meant to help address a shortage of teachers across the state as public school districts struggle with funding issues. Applications for the funding must be submitted by December 16th. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has released the 2023 annual report for the state's crime labs. According to the report, Wisconsin has seen an increase in cases involving fentanyl, and the crime labs have struggled to produce fast turnaround times on evidence. Along with the report, Attorney General Call said the upcoming state budget must include more funding for crime labs in order to increase staffing and decrease the time it takes to process evidence. The report also noted a new Southeast Region crime lab is on track to open in 2026. A Bloomer man was killed following a single-vehicle crash in the early hours of Wednesday morning. According to a press release from the Chippewa County Sheriff's Office, 27-year-old Kyle Baker was driving northbound on Highway 40 near County Highway B when his vehicle left the roadway and went into a ditch before overturning several times. When authorities arrived, they attempted life-saving measures, but Baker was pronounced deceased at the scene. The crash is under investigation, but authorities believe alcohol may have been a factor. The Hyde Center for the Arts in Chippewa Falls hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony for their newly expanded parking lot on Tuesday. Residents have long complained that the parking situation around the theater is troublesome, but with the newly expanded parking lot, the building will be able to accommodate twice as many vehicles. Officials say the total cost of the project was about $240,000, which included buying the adjacent land needed to expand the parking lot. Much of the funding for the project was raised by the community. As Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season approaches, the Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to practice proper safety. The gun deer season will run from November 23rd to December 1st, and hunters should remember to follow all regulations and the Tab K rules for firearm safety. The Tab K rules remind hunters to treat every firearm as if it's loaded, always point the muzzle in a safe direction, be certain of your target and what's in front of and behind it, and always keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to protect themselves against respiratory viruses during the holiday season. As temperatures drop and people spend more time inside, cases of viruses like the flu and COVID-19 are beginning to rise. The DHS and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are urging residents to get their flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines to prevent themselves from getting sick and curb the spread of the viruses. Residents should speak with their healthcare providers to get vaccinated. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's Packers and Bears Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held practice getting ready for the Bears in Chicago Sunday, even though the Packers have beat the Bears 10 times in a row. I asked Jordan Love if there's still a rivalry.
Definitely. No, we know the history of the game, and it's definitely, I think it's special to be a part of it. A rivalry that's been going on, the oldest rivalry in football.
In Chicago, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus fired his offensive coordinator.
In the past 48 hours, working through some things and obviously released Shane Waldron. What I'm looking for, the offense, is creativity, working the guys into open positions on the field. And that takes creativity, but it takes everybody.
Pass coordinator Thomas Brown promoted to offensive play caller. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-120 win in overtime against the Pistons. Damian Lillard out with a concussion. Giannis with 59 points.
Not only did Giannis have to score, he actually had to be a point guard as well.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When it comes to films opening wide this weekend, it's a bit quiet, sort of like the calm before the storm. All eyes are on next week's openers, which will showcase Barbenheimer 2.0 or Glicked, which is Wicked, and Gladiator 2. But there is one film opening wide this week, and it follows a new trend of badass Santa movies. Red One stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Chris Evans, J.K. Simmons, and the awesome Bonnie Hunt. Johnson plays the head of security at the North Pole and teams up with bounty hunter Evans to find Santa Claus, who has been kidnapped. It's usually an inside job. The first suspect would be Mrs. Claus. Red One is getting less than 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, but don't let that stop you. It looks like pure holiday fun, and at PG-13, it's fun for the whole family. The Bruce Willis film, The Fifth Element, is getting a re-release this weekend, but in a limited capacity. The film is from 1997 and also stars Ian Holm, Gary Oldman, and Chris Tucker. If you feel like staying home, new movies to stream include Megalopolis, Saturday Night, or Michael Keaton's Goodrich. Let's go to the movies. Actor Glenn Powell is no Ethan Hunt, according to actor Glenn Powell. The Top Gun and Twisters actor denied rumors that he will be the next Ethan Hunt in the Mission Impossible series. Rumor had it that Tom Cruise was the one who wanted Powell to be his successor. Powell told Pat McAfee of The Pat McAfee Show there is no way he wants the role and would certainly never do his own stunts like Cruise does. Cruise created the role of Hangman in Top Gun Maverick for Powell after Powell lost out on playing Goose's son to Miles Teller. Seems like he's doing okay since then. Powell is currently filming The Running Man, a remake of the Arnold Schwarzenegger film from the 1990s. For those of you who are film noir buffs, I don't think I have to tell you, this is Noirvember. If you're looking for a good old black and white film to watch, check out In a Lonely Place with Humphrey Bogart. Bogart plays a cocky Hollywood writer suspected of killing a young starlet. The story has lots of twists and turns and has excellent acting. It's got all the elements you want in a good film noir and an ending you don't see coming. Happy Noirvember. There's not much left for Denzel Washington to achieve when it comes to his career. That is probably why he's mentioned retiring soon. The actor says he will star in the third Black Panther film. After that, he says he will do Othello and then King Lear and then hang it up. There is a lot of potential there to exit the business with a third Oscar for acting. Washington won Best Actor for Training Day and a Best Supporting Actor statue for Glory. Seems like he's really getting the hang of this acting thing. Fasten your seatbelts. There is a new Sexiest Man Alive for 2024, and his name is John Krasinski. The always humble Jim from The Office and star of A Quiet Place says when he got the news, he thought he was being punked. His wife, Emily Blunt, said if he won, she would wallpaper the house with magazine covers. Sounds like they have a busy weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 52 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 50s. Then on Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.